Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode number 52. This is the show where we pick the five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane, and I've had enough cat twerking videos to last me a lifetime. Just kidding. There's no such thing as too many cat twerking videos. Trick question! Number one. Okay. Am I going to do this? Yes, I can. Okay. I haven't actually mentioned Lulu, the app, until now, because I can't quite figure out how to talk about it without seeming like a little bit of a horrible person. But whatever, I am kind of a horrible person, so let's just do this. The whole point of Lulu is to anonymously rate men that you know on Facebook. True story. You browse through them, and if you have something to share about a certain dude, whether it's from personal experience or just because he's your friend, you can rate them with pre-populated hashtags and anecdotes, or just browse what other people have shared. Now, I know what you're thinking, and don't get me wrong, this seems very childish to me as well, but yet very eye-opening. Couple obvious problems here. First, scorned women have been known to say mean things that might not be 100% true. And there's no way to know that this isn't happening on Lulu. In fact, you should probably assume it is a little bit. The bigger issue, though, at least for me, is like if the tables were turned and this was an app for men to rate women in this exact same way, we'd all be bent out of shape. I also hesitate to even show you too much about what I've learned on Lulu about actual men that I know for general decency reasons. Though I admit it is pretty fascinating in a tabloid sort of way. So, what do you think? Is Lulu the future of crowdsourced dating or just a modern slam book? Let us know at i5@twit.tv. Number two, messaging apps are a dime a dozen these days, but an app called Glide is actually one of the best video messaging apps I've seen yet. So the whole point of Glide is immediacy. Let's say a friend and I are both online. I can send that friend a video, and that video will be streamed to them in pretty much real time. It's a lot like Skype, but for instant messaging. Now, of course, if one of my Glide friends isn't online, the video goes into a queue and then will be seen whenever they launch the app later. I can text message along with video, but video is definitely the highlight of Glide. And it works really well. If one of my Glide friends is sending me a video, I'm seeing it live, give or take a couple seconds, and yeah, I think that's pretty cool. So, I guess, is Glide the future of video messaging? I'm not sure. I don't really know if I believe that that many of us want to send each other video that often. But then again, Snapchat is a complete mystery to me, and it's like the next big thing with all the kids. So I will say this. Glide is free, Glide works, and Glide is an app that you probably should have. Number three. Got an email from Jan all the way over in Denmark. Hello. Who has a clarification for all of you who might be wanting to batch delete your camera roll. We had some suggestions in an earlier episode. Jan says, just watched episode 51 and wanted to comment on how to clear the camera roll. It's actually so easy, you'll want to cry in a minute or so. Go to Settings, General, Usage, Photo and Camera, and then slide the camera roll item and delete. Good little tip, Jan. Although I don't really know why you thought I'd actually cry over something so obvious. So completely obvious. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Do you want the latest iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Are you hoping to sell your Android phone once you know what's happening? Maybe on September 10th, there might be a new iPhone announcement. Before you upgrade, make sure you sell your used phone or gadget you no longer need to Gazelle for cash. Find out how much you can get at Gazelle.com today. Gazelle makes selling your used gadgets fun and easy. Go to Gazelle.com, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and find your item. And then you tell Gazelle what condition your item's in. Don't worry, be honest. They even buy broken iPhones and iPads. Then you get an offer for your gadgets. It's risk-free, and they lock it in for 30 days. Then you get paid fast. Check, PayPal, or even if an Amazon gift card is the way you want to go, you'll get an extra 5% off. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for your iPhone, your Android smartphone, your iPad, or any product. Do it today, though, because as you know, gadgets lose value the longer you wait. So again, Gazelle pays you fast in cash within a few days of the item being received. Offers are good for 30 days, giving you time to transfer data or set up a new device. And Gazelle will also wipe your data for free. What's that iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or other smartphone worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com today to find out. And then sell those used gadgets at gazelle.com. Number four. I'm so excited for this part. This app almost requires no explanation, but let's give it a go. We all want to check weather regularly, right? Yeah, of course. We all love cats, right? Right? Of course. So why not match up the two and create the best app in the world? Luckily for all of us, someone has. Say hello to Weather Kitty, a basic weather app with a cat theme. You add as many locations as you like, then you choose your kitty theme, and then you enjoy. I originally found out about the Weather Kitty app through the Grumpy Cat Twitter account because Grumpy Cat is a Weather Kitty theme. You can get your daily temperatures along with Grumpy Cat's words of wisdom. Best day of my life. And now, best day of your life. And if you're a cat hater slash worst person in the world, you definitely at least know somebody who will consider you their hero for showing them Weather Kitty. Oh, and it is free, but it's also ad supported. Finally, number five, we got an email from Federico, who has a handy little tip for all of us who use our iPhones as our daily alarm clocks. He writes, I casually found that instead of pushing the little red button to snooze the iPhone alarm, it's easier to push either of the volume buttons. Only trouble is that now I snooze my alarm two or three times before actually waking up. I had to put the alarm earlier. Hope it helps you and your audience. Well, thank you, Federico. I'm definitely one of those people who uses their phone as their daily alarm. It's always right next to me in the nightstand. I like the idea of being able to turn off the damn thing as quickly as possible. And if the volume button is the first thing that my hand reaches when I'm being woken up from my dream date, drinking rosé with George Clooney on a little fishing boat in Lake Como, well, that... Wait. No. And that's about it for this episode of i5. And not a moment too late. If you know somebody who has an iPhone and might really like these tips and tricks and apps, show them how to subscribe to this show at twit.tv/i5 or just search for us in their favorite podcast app. You can email us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.